Japan is an island country of East Asia in the Northwest Pacific Ocean, part of the Pacific Ring of Fire, and is made up of an archipelago of small islands, but has five main islands, with Tokyo being its capital and largest city with more than 37 million residents. The samurai, ancient Japan's warrior class, have been one of the most celebrated groups of people in modern pop culture. Numerous movies, TV shows, and video games have been made, picturing them in a mythical, mysterious, and noble manner. They made up the ruling military class that eventually became the highest-ranking social caste of the Edo period, from 1603 to 1867. Samurai employed a range of weapons such as bows and arrows, spears and guns, but their main weapon and symbol was the sword. Samurai were supposed to lead their lives according to the ethic code of Bushido, meaning the way of the warrior. Strongly Confucian in nature, Bushido stressed concepts such as loyalty, self-discipline, and respectful ethical behavior. Many samurai were also drawn to the teachings and practices of Zen Buddhism. The islands of Japan were inhabited as early as the Upper Paleolithic period, which means the Stone Age, or Ice Age, with the earliest culture appearing around 30,000 BC. That said, the islands of Japan first started appearing in Chinese chronicles around the 1st century AD. Shortly after, kingdoms of Japan became unified under an emperor, and starting in the 12th century, political power shifted to a series of military dictators called shogun, feudal lords called daimyo, and a class of warrior nobility called samurai. So who were these people, and where did they come from? The answer to that starts with the Jomon period, around 15,000 BC, who hunted, but also practiced rudimentary agriculture, decorated clay vessels, and are the genetic ancestors of the Ainu people, who comprise a total population of about roughly 100,000 people today in Japan. This is a rough estimate, as there's been a lot of assimilation of the Ainu into modern Japanese society, resulting in most Ainu having no knowledge of their ancestry, as they are a community that has been discriminated against throughout the country's history. Surprisingly, genetic research now suggests that the very samurai that have been exalted by the Japanese for centuries might actually be descended from the Ainu people. This is surprising because the samurai are widely understood to have been descended from the Jomon, a prehistoric community that inhabited Japan, but many people believe that the Ainu were racially different and not really Japanese. Study of skeletal remains and a study of historical documents, however, indicate that the Ainu are the descendants of the Jomon and that the samurai eventually descended from the Ainu people. In contrast, most of the Japanese are descended from the Yayoi people who moved in from China and Korea around 300 BC. Dr. Loring Brace from the University of Michigan analyzed over 1,100 skeletons of Ainu, Japanese, and other ethnic groups. The skeletons of the samurai were from the victims of the Battle of Kamakura in the year 1333 AD. Ainu people were characterized as having lighter skin, higher bridge noses, and more body hair. Interestingly, the samurai were also described to possess these same features. Dr. Brace's explanation also solves the mystery of why the facial features of the ancient Japanese ruling class are different from the modern Japanese. The samurai used to mix with the nobility, thereby passing on their genes to the upper classes. According to Dr. Brace, quote, "There's more than a little irony in this whole picture, where the Ainu, so looked down upon in the traditional Japanese conception of the social spectrum, have had a genetic effect on the ruling classes of Japan that would be completely unexpected for a conquered and despised people presumed to have been exterminated. Most Japanese communities considered the Ainu people as having a low status. The Japanese government only recognized the existence of the Ainu community just two decades back. Until 1997, the government tried to force Ainu people to discard their cultural practices, hoping that they would mix in with the broader Japanese culture. Though such efforts have largely stopped, the damage was already done as many chose to leave their culture behind in hopes of getting social approval. According to the Smithsonian, quote, "For much of the 20th century, Japanese government officials and academics tried to hide the Ainu. They were an inconvenient culture at a time when the government was steadfastly creating a national myth of homogeneity. So officials tuck the Ainu into files marked Human Migration Mysteries, or Apparent Hunter-Gatherers of the Modern Age, or Lost Caucasoid Race, or Enigma, or Dying Race, or even Extinct. But in 2006, under international pressure, the government finally recognized the Ainu as an indigenous population, and today, the Japanese appear to be all in. In 2012, some members of the Ainu community came together to form the Ainu Party, with the aim of realizing a multicultural society in Japan.
Anthropologists called them Asiatic Caucasoids because they had facial features and body hair that seemed more European than Asian. In fact, the Ainu are thought to be a remnant of a very ancient population that was once widespread in the Old World.
This is 28,000 years from China.
What we know of these early Asians is based on just a few skulls.
It's one of the earliest anatomically modern Homo sapiens in Asia.
One of them is a 28,000-year-old specimen from China, which looks very much like the 9,000-year-old spirit caveman.
And there are some marked similarities in the facial architecture.
Tremendous similarity in the shapes of the eye orbits in the sense that they're both somewhat rectangular, similar interorbital distance, overall appearance of the orbits, the shape of the nose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But many of the features, including the very heavy mandible and the prominent mm-hmm. symphysis here, those features are very much the same.
That said, understanding the ethnic and racial origins of Japan sheds some light on why Japan in the past century has had close cultural ties to nationalist Germany, with Hiroshi Oshima, the former Japanese ambassador to Germany, believing that the noble castes in Japan, the daimyo and the samurai, were descended from gods of celestial origin, which was similar to the National Socialist's own belief that the Nordic race did not evolve, but came directly down from heaven to settle on the Atlantic continent. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon. My books make a great gift. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description section for those who are interested. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Please hit the like button and subscribe for future updates. As always, I look forward to reading your thoughts, so please leave a comment below. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.